Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
News Talk 1110 993 WBT. It's the Brett Witterbull Show. Great to be here with you. Happy to welcome to the program, right out of the box, my very good friend, Jeffrey Lord. It is wonderful to have you here. Jeff does incredible work over at the American Spectator, at thejeffreylord.com. And of course, his tremendous book, Swamp Wars, Trump versus the Old Order. Jeff, good to have you back, my friend.
Hello there, my friend Brett. How are you?
I'm well. I'm a little
got that turkey yet?
No, I did buy my turkey. Yes, I've got it secreted away in case people want to come and take my turkey. But I gotta ask you this question. I'm really puzzled. You were in the White House, a very successful administration of Ronald Reagan, and I'm looking at this. We have an outdoor bill signing ceremony at the White House. It looks like it's about 57 degrees. And it's basically almost nighttime. What is going on with this infrastructure package? This just feels like a comedy of errors to me, Jeff.
Yeah, there's so many mistakes being made on so many levels in so many different issue areas that by now the Biden administration is just gaining this incredible reputation for utter incompetence. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, it could be something as simple as this.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be something more complex like Afghanistan or the border, the price of gas, inflation. I mean, it's just abundantly clear these people do not know what they're doing, and the American people are paying a price for it. You know, Brett, the other day I was I live here in the middle of Pennsylvania. I was in the local Giant. Mm-hmm. And, because I go on TV, I get recognized on occasion. And this couple stops me out of the blue. They were so upset about what they were paying for their groceries.
Oh, unbelievable.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Mm-mm. You can't. And the polls reflect this in an abundance, okay? We're seeing these numbers that came out yesterday. There are new polls coming out on a regular basis. He's at 41% approval. The vice president's at 28% approval. This, to me, feels like an administration not just in crisis but in free fall. Am I misreading that?
No, you are not misreading that at all. Today I brought up the front page of the Washington Post, and there was a front page story about how Democrats are just petrified about the 2022 election. Mm-hmm. Because they think they're going to be wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
They've got polls out there that show that Republicans are winning by 10 or more points in these generic matchup elections, House elections, and all this kind of thing. There's a reason for it. Because, first of all, I will say this. There's a historical pattern that presidents generally don't do well in their first set of off-year elections. But that can always be influenced for better or worse by how they've conducted themselves. And just everywhere you look here, it's a disaster. I noticed my friend Byron York mm-hmm. has a column in the Washington Examiner in which he called it a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
I think that's about right.
It sure is. Look, Pat Leahy announces today he's not running for re-election. I would have figured they would have had to carry him out. I mean, he reminds me of a Robert Byrd style person who had would never leave the Senate of his own volition.
Well, that's right. So the question is there a Republican? I will say this. My dad's mom grew up in Vermont, and in the day, they were friends of the Coolidge family, Calvin Coolidge and all of this.
Wow.
And in the day, Vermont was rock-solid Republican.
Mm-hmm.
It is no longer.
No.
I mean, this is the place that sent Bernie Sanders to the United States Senate. I mean, it is a very left-leaning state, so I'm not really sure that that there's a Republican there that could take on whomever and win.
Yeah,
and the Republicans.
And while we're at it, let's welcome Beto to the race for governor of the state of Texas. This is going to write its own. I mean, this is going to be a script that writes itself.
You have to be old enough to remember the name Harold Stassen.
Yes, very. Wow, that's the Wayback Machine there, Jeffrey Lord. Finally, so this is going to wrap up. We got the bill signing. President Biden is speaking. It's 300 degrees below zero outside, and they're doing an event. But now he's going to go have his summit with Xi. It's going to be a virtual summit. They'll be hooked up on the on the Zoom or whatever they're going to do. You expect anything to come out of this? What are we thinking? Because Xi has gotten very aggressive. The PLA is incredibly belligerent, and certainly Taiwan's got to be a little bit concerned.
Yeah. I mean, there are all kinds of issues here. I mean, you know, how they're treating the Uyghur Muslims,
mm-hmm.
the whole squelching of pro-democracy stuff in Hong Kong, and need we forget investigating how that mysterious thing called the coronavirus
right.
got launched from a Chinese lab.
Yeah.
It would be helpful to know exactly what happened. And, of course, they're not cooperating on this. So there's a ton of these kind of issues out there. And the problem, of course, and Joe Biden, and not to mention Taiwan, you're right. And the problem here is that Joe Biden, with son Hunter and all that, has fairly fully compromised himself. And I'm not expecting much progress here. I think these people are just going to blow him off.
Final question for you. Always generous with your time, Jeff. We all know that Tip O'Neill famously said that all politics is local. We also understand that almost all politics is economics. And we're seeing this inflation that you referenced with the conversations you've got with people at the supermarket and things like that. We watched the challenges that President Reagan faced early in that first term, inflationary issues, high rates, things like that. Do you have any sense that this is actually transitory, or do you think this is going to bedevil the Democrats all the way into 2022, 23?
Yes, I don't think it's transitory at all. I mean, and this goes to their competence and their understanding of basic economics. I mean, they're doing everything wrong here. There's no indication whatsoever that they're going to stop. And this inflation is going to go on, and it's going to get worse. And as James Carville, Bill Clinton's guru, used to say, it's the economy, stupid, and that is correct.
It sure is. Jeffrey Lord, appreciate you making time for us today. It's always wonderful to catch up with you, my friend.
You bet. You too. And happy Thanksgiving to you and your audience.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. That's Jeffrey Lord. I'm Brett Winterbull, News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, I want to dive into a couple of other things that are out there happening right now, including what about the people who are banning the unvaccinated from their Thanksgiving get-togethers? This is curious, but I see a silver lining.